a two-step. Yeah, we on deck, don't mean we hit a shuffle. Easy on a tussle, the less of temptation. A stomp on a chest to release elevation. Church still waiting, Christ still patient. You still you, so we dance in the making. Ha, this is something like a dance song. More like joy, I rejoice through the sand song.
Cherie. My name is Cherie. I'm your host for the hour, and I'm just so elated about our interview on this evening. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. I already had fun with these guys before the show started, so I know that they have a lot on their minds that they want to say. But before we get started, I do want to tell you about Rebirth for Love. Rebirth for Love is a platform in which we take the time to do interviews with upcoming gospel artists. Some you may know and some you may not know, but we like to get them out there, get them on the air, get the interview done, so that way you can show your support in what they're doing for God. So I'm excited today, again, to have my special guest on. They're twins, actually. They're ministers in the gospel. They preach the word. They sing the word. As you can hear, they let that song I just played, Walk It Out, they actually rap the word. So I'm just excited just to have them on the show today. But before we get started, I do want to thank the overseer, Trisha Sampson, which is the overseer for Rebirth for Love. She's a founder as well. So I thank her so much for allowing us to have this platform in order to bring gospel artists on that you can be introduced to. And that way, when you hear their name again, you'll know exactly who they are. But we can go into a word of prayer before I bring my brothers on. this evening. Father God, we thank you right now, Father, for this opportunity to come together one more time, Lord. We first thank you for just who you are, Lord. We praise you for who you are, Lord, for you are a mighty God. You're an awesome God, Lord, and we just give your name praise. We give your name honor. We give your name glory, Father. I thank you, Lord, for another opportunity, Lord, to speak to your men's servants this evening, Father God. I pray right now that your Holy Spirit intercedes, Father God, in this conversation, Lord, in this interview, Lord, and you just have your way with it, Father. Lord, we take our hands off of it, Lord. We take our minds off of it, Lord, and we're just looking for your direction this evening, Father God, as we go through this hour, Lord. I thank you for what you're about to say through your men's servants, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that the words they will speak will bless those that are listening, Father God, and those that will listen to the recording hereafter, Lord, and they will hear a word and something will change your life, something will change the way that they think, they walk, and they talk, Lord, and they will seek a deeper relationship with you, Lord, in order to do the will that you have called for them to do, Lord. I praise you right now, Father, for what you're about to do, Lord. I thank you for how you're about to do it, Lord, and I give your name glory, for it's in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. So I'm going to bring my brothers on the line, Minister Jermaine Hilton and Minister Jarrell Hilton.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen. Hello. I say that in Mr. Brown's voice.
Hey, we're live.
That prayer, she took us in, that prayer.
She took us in.
Praise God. Praise God. I am just so excited to have you guys on the show, as you already know. You already got me laughing so before the show started, so I know this is going to be fun. This is really going to be fun.
Audience,
we do have some callers already on the line, so can you introduce yourself, Minister Jermaine? I want you to start.
Hello, callers. praise God. I'm Minister Jermaine, half of two proper. Of course, we're twins, so I'm one of the twins. I have to be one of the twins. I can't be anything else. But I'm Minister Jermaine, and I'm here doing this gospel rap, Christian rap thing. I've been doing it for a couple of years now, and you know, God is just doing some amazing things in the ministry, and I'm just glad to be a part of a great ministry, and I'm thankful that he trusts me with the gift that he's given me. And I just praise God with everything that I do, everything I say, how I walk, how I talk. And that's
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Is you too, Minister Jarrell?
Jermaine. He gives a Grammy speech.
This is
No.
Did I just mess up again?
No.
All right, Jarrell, your turn. It's your turn.
Yeah, okay, well, Jarrell, of course. Last name Hilton. By the way, no, we're not affiliated with the hotels. If you do find out that we are, please, I'm looking for some money. But anyway, like he said, we've been doing music for a while now, fully converted over to about 4 years ago. And, you know, I just love this partnership that we have. Being that we're brothers, it kind of brings us closer together. So we're able to kind of work off of each other, you know, or balance things, I would say, better than the average person would, you know, and you just have a connection. So that's me, and I'm the same age as him, and I look like him.
Somewhat.
That is so awesome. You guys are just too funny. Okay. We know you're twins, and you guys, I read your bio where you guys started out at age 16. So what made you go into gospel rap and doing ministry at that age?
Well, we didn't start gospel rap at 16. We was doing secular rap at 16. And we didn't start doing gospel rap until 2010.
Okay. Okay. That's, so what made you convert over? What happened to make you convert?
Oh,
funny story.
This
is a great story. Well, being that we were in it so long, the secular world, you know, we were dealing with, you know, a lot of different things. We actually had record labels, you know, we had record deals. And so it was a lot to leave, but it started when we were in the studio recording, possibly it was like our final mixtape, and we just had finished it, and then my brother Jermaine came to me and said, "Hey man, let's record this song here." And I was like, "Well, why?" And he was like, "It's a gospel song," and I was like, "Okay, no," so I'm not into that kind of thing. We just finished this CD, and you know, we're gonna push it out, you know, and you want me to record a gospel song? So it took. Took a lot of wear and tear, but finally I gave in and I recorded it, and that happened to be our best song yet, and we could just feel the tug on our hearts from God as he was just pulling us away from the secular music. He was saying, I have something better. And then pretty much I was convinced when it was not too long after we did that song and it was mastered and everything, and we started to promote that song more than we promoted the CD, and then we ended up on a concert with Marvin Sapp. And as we stood on the stage before the show started, we could just feel in our hearts and our spirits God telling us, you see this, I can give you way more than this if you just come over to and do the musical for me, for the kingdom. And from there forth, I was like, he made me a believer in the music. I said, you know what, he can take us to exceeding places that we can't even think or imagine. So I was convinced.
Wow, that is awesome. That is really awesome. I like that. Now, the song Walk It Out that I played at the beginning of the show, can you tell us a little bit about that song and how it came about?
Oh, Walk It Out. One thing, when we ministered the song, the first thing is I always say is that I'm tired of hearing the wobble at church events. And I really am. I'm tired of going to a church event and hearing the wobble, because if you listen to the song, it's not edifying the kingdom anyway. Now, nothing against the song, and the artist. I'm just saying, as far as the kingdom goes and in the church, why would we want to bring something like that in here and dance to it and thinking that, just because we're having fun, is it really edifying the kingdom or bringing us closer together in fellowship? And so I was like, one day I just sat down and I said, you know what, I want to create a dance, maybe something that people could play at weddings and people can play at different, events, church events. But I was like, I want this song to have more of a meaning than just be a dance. And when I'm saying walk it out, it means we're walking out the faith. You have to walk out the faith. You don't just talk it. You have to walk the walk as well. So that's why it's like, if you save, you walk it out, So that's how that song came about, and we created a little dance to it too.
I would show you
a dance. I can do it right now if you want.
We can do it through the phone. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I really can't see it, but I would love to see it. Is it on YouTube?
Yeah. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
You're doing it right now.
I'm doing it right now.
Wow. Okay. Man, I wish I could see it. But unfortunately, I can't see it. I'm going to try to just think about how you're doing it, so I'll get the idea. But I like the song.
You're going to try to visualize it.
I'll visualize it.
You're
going to
be doing all kinds of dances.
Give it a vision. Make it plain, Lord. Make it plain.
Yes, make it plain.
You end up doing it.
Oh, my goodness. I really like the song, Bill. I really like the song. I listen to a lot of the songs. I posted one this morning, just to let people know about the show, and I'm not ashamed. Your latest release, which we're going to listen to that in a few. I really like that one.
Ma'am.
You guys do a great job. I'm enjoying listening to you because whenever I get a gospel artist, I do like to listen to see what you got out there, and I'm really enjoying you guys a lot.
Oh,
and I'm just praying for you, God, to increase in your life and do what he would have for you to do. Now, how are you guys handling as twins, being out there and people see you coming? Do you get any comments about being a twin and being an artist and gospel artist and ministers and things like that? How's that working out for you?
You mean as far as the twin aspect? As far as,
Like
you mean negative comments or positive comments?
No, just anything. Like how's the life? How's that life treating you?
It's
so when you go to an event and people see that you're twins,
It takes it to another level. It takes it to another level because it's as if they see that the ministry, and then once we get on, they're like, wait a minute, they have twins? And it just takes us to a whole nother level because they just automatically get extremely excited. they get to see twins ministering together, and the way we bounce off of each other when we're actually ministering is phenomenal. Especially when we're really on, we're just on it, and the Spirit's really using us, man, you can just see such great balance between us, the way we just bounce off each other, and you can kind of tell, like, they must be twins or something, because it seems as if they're saying the same thing at the same time, even though we really are.
Right.
But it is amazing. It's like a catch, it's a catch 22, we have a ministry, we have a great ministry, we're brothers, but the joy about it is we're twins, so it's just really great because not many people can say that.
That's true. Not too many can say that. That's That is awesome. Now, I saw your bio that you guys were born in Brooklyn. So when did you actually move from Brooklyn to Charlotte?
We've been all around. We lived in Brooklyn, Queens, Maryland. We moved to Charlotte. We moved to Charlotte in 2006.
Okay.
Yeah, 2006.
Yeah, and that's we moved to Charlotte in 2006 just for a change. You know, it's
right. Okay.
That's
okay.
pretty much all
okay,
it was.
So,
just for a change.
So if you had to prefer between the two, which one would you prefer, Brooklyn or Charlotte?
Brooklyn.
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 Never Charlotte. We're only here because God has us here, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be disobedient.
Yeah, we got to be obedient because I've been wanting to go back for a long time, and he just kept stopping me, and that's not the move I want to make right now.
Oh, it's hard. It's hard. Okay. It's a struggle.
Do you go visit a lot?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We try.
Okay. That's good. That's good. I was just wondering how that move was for you. So, but you're going to do it too. You're going to Charlotte.
Drastic change.
Okay.
Brooklyn to Charlotte? Are you talking about completely busy to completely slow? Well, not now, but
yeah, it's urban. It's urbanized.
It's urban. Yeah.
It's getting there. Urbanized. The Lord is doing some things here, you know.
Exactly. And I saw your post about a surprise you're going to give us sooner or later. Something that's going on in your life. I read everything.
Oh man. Must turn to the government.
Yes, I read everything. So I see the little surprise. I can't wait to see what that's all about. So I know that's going to be exciting. Whatever. I can't wait.
Oh yeah.
I know.
Great.
At the top of the hour.
That is awesome.
At the top of the hour.
That is awesome. Exactly. So, guys, tell me about the message behind your music. So, if you're to meet some, when you go out and you're ministering and you're meeting maybe young people or even adults, anybody, whether they're in church or out of church, whatever the case may be, what would you tell them the message behind your music is about?
The message is it's the true gospel. And I think a lot of younger people, or even a lot of Christians just in general, they get confused when you hear rap. When you hear rap,
right,
they're automatically turned off. Now, you have so many different titles. You know, there's so many different subgenres in the genre of gospel. And it's confusing people because now you have, like, holy hip-hop or Christian rap and gospel rap or Christian hip-hop. You know, it's just so many different things. And one thing, you know, Jarrell and I decided to do was to stay true to what we do. If we give out the gospel in our music, then what's wrong with calling it gospel rap? You know, why do we have to classify ourselves as hip-hop artists if that's not what we do? You know, we want to be gospel rappers. And, you know, they say that, well, gospel rap, that you got to kind of get put in a box and everything like that. Well, it's like, do we really care? Because we're not doing the music to get accepted by the world. We're doing the music to glorify God. And He's the one that draws the listeners to us. We don't go out there and get the listeners. He draws them to us. So whoever has an ear will hear. So it's, you know, that's what kind of we want people to understand is that, you know, if we're staying true to what we're doing, we're trying to show, you know, give an example. And we, you know, there are a lot of younger artists who want to be rappers, gospel rappers, and that's the message we try to give out to them. Just stay true to what you do, you know. And if it's gospel rap, then what you do, then do gospel rap. Don't compromise because of acceptance, you know. Just stay true to what you do.
Exactly. And you said a word right there.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. You said a word right there that God has been dealing with me on as well. Compromise. We can't compromise what God tells us.
We can't
compromise the gospel. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
And when He puts us into a calling and when He calls us out to do what He has already gifted us with, then we have to do it. We can't compromise it because that way we'll miss our blessing. So I thank God for you guys that you're not compromising. You're doing exactly what God has called you to do. So that is awesome. That is awesome. I love that. I really love that. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a short break, and I'm going to play I'm Not Ashamed, and we're going to talk about that. I think that's your newest release. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Correct.
All right. So we're going to listen to that. We're going to come back and talk about that. And I think we have one caller that has a question for you, so we're going to also see what they have to say as well. Okay?
I got to prepare myself and go pray.
Let me go pray before the question.
Yeah. Just tell me to go on my secret closet. Where is
your
closet?
Yeah, I got to go lay prostrate before the question comes.
I'm going into the pantry.
I'll be right back, guys.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The Son and Holy Spirit, that's what I believe in. It's more than just faith in the Lord. Believe Him, believe that He can do it.
Believe
Him when He does it. With faith filling buckets and them seeds full of mustard, I can preach about the faith. See His dead without the works. I can preach about His love, but will you love Him when it hurts, or will you love when it's convenient? For all the wrong reasons. If you're looking for the meaning, think about how you were breathing. I'm unashamed, y'all said it. The Word of God's embedded in my heart, it ain't leaving. So that other stuff, forget it. I'ma serve Him till I'm gone. This world is so infested, so many souls infected. I won't quarantine this message. I'ma keep it all the way real. You'll never catch me boasting. I'll never hide the truth, and I'll never sugarcoat it. I don't care if I get judged. I don't care if I get noticed. I rap the Word of God, guarantee that y'all gon' notice. Let's go.
I'm not ashamed to lift my hand. I don't care what they say about me.
I'm not ashamed to lift my voice. I don't care what they say about me.
I'm not ashamed.
I don't care what they say about me.
I'm not ashamed.
I don't care what they say about me.
I'm not ashamed.
I don't care what they say about me.
I'm not ashamed.
I don't care what they say about me.
To follow hollow tips I never swallow. Flying free beneath the trees, breathing life I now
believe
in you. See, He's my light and He's my stronghold. Living in the scriptures, so I never fear the foretold of fearing you, and I just wanna get closer. Resting on your surface, fill me up on the coaster. I'm never breaking from your hand. I'm the image of your Son, born naked with a plan, unashamed. He's more than protection, born just to die, but He rose in perfection. See, His affection is higher than the drug. Agape, He got me. I'm dwelling in His love with my hands to the sky. He gave me His life. Why can't I give mine? Erasing and placing in life's new oasis. I'm patient. The world to the world full of patience. Picking up the seeds to the fruit that's tasteless.
I'm not ashamed to lift my hand. I don't care what they say about me.
I'm not ashamed to lift my hand.
I'm not ashamed.
I don't care what they say about me.
I'm not ashamed.
I don't care what they say about me.
I'm not ashamed.
I don't care what they say about me.
I'm not ashamed.
I don't care what they say about me.
Never fathom, heart can never ration. A blood-stained cross, so for me He took the lashes. Death without the ashes, sin without the badges. Looking in the mirrors like I'm looking at the rashes. Confessions of a sinner, looking for agenda. Yokes now I'm broke, now I'm born again winner. I overcome prosecution through religious constitution. The old me is dead, I endured the execution.
I don't speak the word, I live it. That Romans 12, I live it. Body sacrifice, I'm giving. Jesus paid the price, forgiveness. I changed the way I'm living. You'll never catch me slipping. I done away with the old me that lived the life of sinning. I'm living in repentance. I want the world to see us. Through us they see Him, but they'll know we're not deceivers. I don't care if they believe us. I don't care if they receive us. Cause when it's said and done, I know we only gave them Jesus.
I don't care what the world says.
I don't care.
I am free today.
I'm free.
He has delivered me. And now I'm not the same.
I'm not ashamed. I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm. I heard it yesterday. I listened to it yesterday. I listened to it again this morning. I said, oh, my God, yes. That's my testimony. I'm not ashamed.
That's
I am not ashamed. That is awesome. That is awesome. Tell me about it. Tell me about that song.
Who sings the song?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh, now you're not trying to be on the spot. I don't know
who sings it, but they sound pretty good.
Yeah, they really do. I love it. I love it. Come on, talk to me about the song.
Okay, the song. Okay, I'm not ashamed. When we were going to the studio, we really wanted to emphasize, you know, the part about our walk with God is of being unashamed, and we got that from Romans 1:16. Not necessarily saying that verse is Romans 1:16, but in a way, it kind of is. You know, because there is a movement out there called 1:16. I didn't want people to think that we were following them or copying them, but necessarily we actually go into the core of that verse, you know, as it speaks, you know, from unashamed of the gospel for us to power. And that's the part we take from it, for us the power of God unto salvation to those who believe. So we took the part of being powerful, you know, of how much power we have when we show God that we are fearless. So when we show the world that we're fearless, we don't care, we're bold, you know, audacious, have that audacious spirit about us, when we can just walk anywhere and just scream his name, or we could be in a grocery store and just shout Jesus just because, you know, and we want to show that we're not timid at all in any situation, any circumstance, or anywhere in life, you know. Like I said, you know, when we go through things, you know, people will see us at work, you know, and they would just wait for us to just curse out or curse somebody out or just do all kinds of negative things. But we have to really show that God has it under control. We have to really show that we're unashamed to actually call on God, to call on Jesus through the midst of the trial or the, you know, or the situation, because through that, I believe it can bring salvation to people who don't believe, because they will want to know, how did you make it through that, you know? And it was I didn't know God was that powerful. So that's what the song is really illustrating, you know, about how I walk with my, in life, is really just showing that we're unashamed of the gospel, regardless of where you put us, where you place us, who talks to us. We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah.
We'll fight for Jesus.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah.
I'm like Peter.
Yes.
You watch.
Yeah. I love it. Oh, my God. I love it. That's one of my favorites right there, just to let you know. That's one of my favorites. So, yeah.
Oh,
wow. That's big volume. And I love you guys' energy. I love your energy in all your songs. I really fell in love with that one yesterday and this morning. So, yeah, that's my fave. That's my fave now.
We'll see what you're doing. I know you got a video coming out. I seen you. You was thinking it. I don't know. Yesterday you was thinking about it. I know. I seen your thoughts. Okay, I got you.
Well, what we're going to do, we have three callers that actually, I guess they press one when they came in. They want to talk to you guys.
Cool.
So I'm going to go to caller. The phone number is 757-508. I'm going to bring you in.
Bring them in.
Hello, caller, 757-508. You there?
Yes, I am.
You have a question or comment for our special guest?
Yes, I'm very excited, and God is so good that in spite of my business being busy today, I'm able to listen in on this, and it's amazing that I'm listening, and as they're saying, not being ashamed, and it took me back to a testimony today where I was out, and God sent me on, I call it one of my special assignments. And Twins, I'm an inspired minister as well, so I'm excited for you all. So I'm definitely excited. I have an outreach organization myself as well, so God is doing some things in my life, and God had me in a position where he's showing me some things, and anyone know me know that I'm not ashamed, but even now that even I'm walking with a bolder spirit, because the last couple of days that he has been showing me some things, and as I say, I was out today on assignment doing God's work, and I was out ministering to someone, and just because they was in their workplace, and as they was telling me some things that they was going through, some things that was going on, and I went to walk off, and the spirit said, "No, you turn around and you pray for them right here. I don't care if they're on their job right here," and just so boldly, you know, not worry about who may walk in to see them on their job or may even have any questions, but just walking in their boldness, and so I'm just excited that you know, about that, how God is moving in everyone's life, in his servant's life, I would say. And as I came in and I was reading his words, and he was saying that we, as his servants, that we have to encourage each other and we have to lift mm-hmm. each other up. And so I'm mm-hmm. here to encourage you all to say, you know, do what you do, you know, and like you say, don't worry about it. Don't be ashamed, you know, if you're in the store, you know, amen, and so what you get the looks, because believe it or not, I found out that there are people that are looking at you because they want to see how you get where you are. So you mm-hmm. keep doing what you do.
Oh, praise God. Mm. Praise God. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Colin.
You're welcome.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Our next call is 757-774. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What do you have
Hello,
to say to our special guest?
Hi.
Hello, how
Hi.
Are you?
Hello there. How you doing?
Hi. Cherie, this is your cousin Andrea. So first, I want to say hello to you, and you are doing an absolutely marvelous job.
She said, hey.
And I am proud of you. I'm so, so proud of you. And to your guest, thank you for staying true to your first love. And
yes.
thank you for just being showing, demonstrating the love of God so that it may be seen and heard in you. That is so, so, so awesome. And, you know, I just believe that I have not seen nor ear heard what God has in store for you. And I congratulate you. I affirm
Amen.
You as young gentlemen.
Thank you.
Keep the faith. And three, holla at a sister. I love you.
Hey, praise
Thank
the
you.
Lord.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Love
Thank you
too.
So much for your support.
Thank you. She knows she's my cousin too. You know, we all purchased by the same blood. Purchased by the same blood.
I'm coming over for the cookout.
You're a mess. All right, now we have caller 704-995. What do you have to say?
Yes, I just wanted to say to my brothers Jermaine and Jarrell, it's so good to hear y'all.
Oh, praise the Lord, Looney.
Yes, sir. If nobody knows, just remember that I'm your biggest fan, and I will support y'all to the ends of this earth.
Oh, man.
That
Praise
is awesome.
God.
And there are Uh-oh. Tremendous doors that are about to be open in the next few years for y'all. I know these things in my spirit, not just because you supported me, but because y'all are one of the few people that I look up to in ministry, because you're the same on stage and off stage.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't even begin to tell you the times that they've ministered to me when I was in my low points, and then I cut on their music, and they minister to me again in my low points and bring me back to my high.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, Jermaine Israel, I just want to say thank you for everything that y'all done.
Man, I love you, man.
I love you.
Too. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love him more, Jermaine.
We're twins, so our love is the same.
Huh?
It's
the same. It's equal.
Since
we're twins.
All right. The last call is 704-577.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
How
are you? This is Robert. I just want to tell them
this is Robert.
That the Maddox family loves them to death. And doing what y'all doing. Y'all reaping what y'all sow. And y'all harvest is... Just start picking right now. What's up, y'all?
I'll
continue doing what y'all doing, man.
All right.
All right.
Appreciate
all right.
it, man.
All right. All right. Talk to y'all soon. And we're y'all biggest fan. We're y'all biggest fan. Remember that.
So we got a competition going on.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
That's our tour, chef.
Thank you so much.
Man.
All right. Thank y'all.
Thanks.
We have one more person. Just a moment.
Bring them in. Bring them to the altar.
We have a seven. Like they just left us. Hold on. All right, they just left us. So that was the last call.
That's
hour,
just,
so.
That's
that
just
awesome,
like Saints,
guys.
You know. When you do an altar call, Saints like to sneak out the back door. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. You guys have some great support, and that is really awesome. So
oh, yes, we
so
do.
Proud
that's
of you.
Awesome.
So proud of you.
Going,
so,
you know,
they're
the ones that keep us going. They're keeping us motivated, keeping us encouraged, and really supporting the ministry. It means a lot to us. So each and every one of you all that called
and
in,
you definitely
really
need that.
It.
You definitely need
yes.
that. Yes. That's really mm-hmm. that. So that is awesome. So happy that you do have great supporters out there. So what else can we find you guys doing? What do you do for fun?
What we do for fun?
Yeah.
What do you do for fun, Jermaine? Go ahead, tell us.
I do what you do for fun.
Oh, you do what I do for fun.
Yeah, I do what you do for fun.
Well, for fun, let's see. Well, about the only fun we really have is ministering. We have fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do for fun.
Okay.
I mean, we love playing basketball from time to time when we're able to. You know, when it's not during a busy season, we love playing basketball. I love playing pool. I love being with the youth in my church. You know, I love doing outreach with them. You know, all of that's fun. Anything dealing with God is really fun to me, and I really enjoy it. And the most fun I ever have in my life is with my wife. So, yeah, we have fun.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun together, going places, just really exploring life together. You know, it's fun.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So, you guys, I know your newest release came out, so are you still working on some more music for to put out?
We just released an EP on the 13th of May. And
okay.
That's just kind of like before the album.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure when we're going to start working on the album, but we kind of wanted to have something out there just in between the time. But we'll get back to working on some of the music. I guess we're just following God, you know, and whenever God gives us the okay to go back in the studio, then that's where we'll go. You know, we don't want to just go in the studio because we feel like we got to put up some more music. You know, we kind of want to let the Holy Spirit just kind of have its way with what we have now. And then, you know, I'm pretty sure when it's time for us to go back, you know, Lord willing, you know, he will allow us to go back in. So.
That's right.
Okay, that's awesome. That's good. I like that. I really like that. Now, where can we find your music? Where can our listeners find your music to listen to?
Oh, man. Everywhere.
Rebirth Power Hour. You can find it there.
Yeah. Rebirth Power Hour. we wanted to make it really accessible to people and really convenient. So we did decide to invest in, you know, putting it on, you know, the internet. Pretty much everywhere they sell CDs at. There's Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, Spotify. You guys can listen to
Spotify
for free. Yeah, Spotify is pretty big. I have Spotify. I listen to my music. I don't know if that's awkward, but I do listen to my music on Spotify. I'm blessed at work. But also, you know, if you just Google Two Proper and Google the certain albums, there's plenty of sites
mm-hmm.
where you can find music. And also YouTube, which is a pretty big circuit that we're trying to, you know, stay in tune with. But YouTube, you can see some of our, you know, our performances. You can actually hear some music that we actually do have on there. And, yeah, that's
some music videos.
The whole deal there.
We have some music videos up. Yeah, we have a great music video up right now. It's about bullying, and we've been really trying to push that for a while now. So, yeah, we have a bunch of stuff everywhere.
Yeah, I like that video of bullying. Can you tell us, even though I don't have that song up here, but can you tell us about that? Because I really like that video as well. I think that's the first video I saw when I had asked you guys if you wanted to be on the show, and that kind of that drew me because I like that because that's a big issue. That's a big issue.
It's a very big issue. And, you know, of course, we deal with it every day. We see it every day. We hear about it every day. And, you know, I just got to the point one day where I just got fed up, you know, and I was like, not that, I mean, I can make a difference, but my voice alone, you know, can't really do anything. But I was like, you know, somebody just has to speak up, but let's make it true. You know, if we're, if people are dealing with bullying and falling victim to it, you know, let's also teach them forgiveness. And I know that's the hardest thing to do is to forgive somebody who's bullying you, but that's mm-hmm. where the bullies will actually see that. You know, so we're just trying to make a difference in everybody's life, not just the person that's being bullied, but even the bullier. You know, that's a word. Bully is a word.
Make it easier.
It came about.
It sounds
good. That's Webster's right there. But It came about when my younger brother came to me and said that he knew this girl that was getting bullied, and one day she drove her bike to the creek and drowned herself. And I lost it. I lost it. I was just like, okay, yeah, I'm tired of this. And even in the church, it happens in the church, and it breaks my heart.
It does. It really does. Yeah, that if any callers, if you have any, if you have YouTube, you can go online and look at it. I mean, that is an awesome song, Too Proper, and it's called Bullying. Is that just the name of it, right?
Only one.
Only one. Yeah, that is an awesome.
And my wife
video
is singing on
the
hook too.
Behind. Wait, have you all thought about doing any events in regards to bullying?
And where?
Like any events. In regards to, you know, fight against bullying or something like that with your music?
Yeah, definitely.
Are we something about?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. That would really be awesome.
Yeah, we've really been trying to get in schools and everything, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right, because that is really awesome. I'm gonna post that a lot on my page, especially my ministry page. And see, you never know.
Yes.
You never know. You never know.
Oh,
so that's one
Lord.
Video I'm definitely start posting a lot for you guys. So that, I mean, it's a great message behind that. And like you said, it's a big issue in schools, churches, everywhere.
Right.
So that,
and
that
it's not even just physical, you know, it's verbal, it's emotional. It's all kinds of different bullying, you know. So it kind of caters to all of those different ones. So.
Exactly. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a pause, and I'm going to play the last song I have here, which is Give Him All, and we're going to talk about that
give
when we
him
come
all.
Back, okay? Give Him All.
Okay. Make sure you give him all before you play Give Him All.
Okay.
Ha! Pay the grace.
My all I give him. Ha! I said my all I give him. Let's go. Jesus is the way, Christ is the truth. His life is what I'm living, so consider me the proof. Jesus is the way, Christ is the truth. His life is what I'm living, so consider me the proof. My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
blood, sweat, and tears for your God is a must. Concern, but you hear God telling you to trust. So you struggle with the feeling, you struggle with your pride. Your problem is within, but you showing outside. Trying to hide it, but you're weak, sleep far from complete. You scarred by defeat, now there's anger in your speech. Speak life, the truth in a way, seek Christ. Surrender your pretender, cause you're meant to be the light. Let it shine for the people, and do away with evil. Keep dusting off your feet, if the people don't receive you. Be a Paul, be a David, be a Job, have patience. Don't be a sinner, be repentance with some great sense. Your whole life gotta change, I don't mean sense. Let your past tense, cause it's past tense. And when you pass this, then it's past this. Then you fast for the day when it makes sense.
Jesus is the way, Christ is the truth. His life is what I'm living, so consider me the proof. Jesus is the way, Christ is the truth. His life is what I'm living, so consider me the proof. My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him, C-H-R-I-S-T. I never dwell in shade, cause he shines through me, you see? Ha! He owns the power, no Austin. Fill me with his blood, Celtics like Boston. Costing, nothing afford him. According the time of my death, 10-9 in a Roman. Yeah, so tell me what it's worth. Pray for Eddie Long, I thank God for a new birth. Giving him my all, I pivot on the ball. See, I'm looking for direction like I'm crossing up the ball. Till he get involved, I evolve to a servant. Dishing out the holy, holy fruit without a serpent. Breaking every chain as I'm linking up the chains. While looking like Paul, horse I aim. Yes, to bring fame to his name in the midst of the sun. Heaven sounds well done.
Jesus is the way, Christ is the truth. His life is what I'm living, so consider me the proof.
Jesus is the way, Christ is the truth. His life is what I'm living, so consider me the proof. My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
crucial.
And I give it up for God my savior. I go hard when it comes to loving on my neighbor. I'm all in, and all my money's on the table. I'm winning big, people shocked like I brought a taser. Yeah, you can be my maker, be author and creator of all things in the universe, minor or major. That's why this thing is major, I serve him like a major. Lieutenant, captain, sergeant, name it, he's the one I'm made for. So I push hard and live it last. Like I push the pedal to the floor and give it gas. Like I'm Buster on the mic when he rip it fast. But on the flip, my rhymes are clean and I ain't spitting trash. No, I can't be selling out to the world for money, fame, fortune, fast cars, and blues, girls. I'm daily dying to the flesh as this world is fading and giving everything I got to the
Jesus
one who made
it. Christ is the truth. His life is what I'm living, so consider me the proof. Jesus is the way. Christ is the truth. His life is what I'm living, so consider me the proof. My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him,
go ahead, give it to him.
My all I give him.
Give him all. That's too proper that I have on the line with me this evening. That is awesome, guys. Tell us about that song.
John 14:6. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me except. No one comes to the Father except through me.
That's what that song is based off of that scripture. Yeah, we gotta give him all. You know, we wanna, like I said, as soon as it says he's the way, we wanna go the way that Jesus went. We wanna go the way that the righteous man should go. We wanna go the way that God would want us to go. You know, and it's just the truth, and we wanna learn that truth, and we wanna give it back to him. We wanna profess that truth, you know, we want to embed it in our hearts. And then it's the life. We want to just live that life. So basically, in order to do that, we got to give him all.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll give us knowledge, give us wisdom, anything we ask. We got to give him all.
You can't give him all until you know that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
You know?
Right, there you go. You got to know it. You got to know it. That's the key word.
You got to know that he's the way to the Father. If you don't know that, you can't give him all.
Exactly.
Mm. You know? Amen. Yes, amen to that. Amen to that. That is awesome, guys. I am really enjoying you guys. You guys giving me laughter this evening, which laughter is good for the soul. So my soul is full right now. It's really full right now.
Can you pour some into my cup?
I'm really serious right now. But you guys give me so much laughter. So I cry for you, and I thank God that I set this interview up for this day because I definitely needed that. So I appreciate you.
Yes.
So the last thing I want you to do, and you can do it, either Jermaine can do it or Jarrell can do it, whichever you prefer. You can take turns. Just give an encouraging word to our listening audience, please.
Jermaine, you can go first.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, okay. To everybody out there, you know, we don't want anybody to ever think that we're boasting in ourselves, you know, or that we're trying to show off in any way. You know, like we said earlier, we're just trying to stay true to what we do. And we see a lot of people falling from the faith, in which the word does say that in the last days that's what's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of people falling away from the faith. That's why you have to stay true to the word and be true to who you are in Christ Jesus, or else you will fall by the wayside. You know, and it all starts with faith. You know, just have faith and trust God. Trust that God is going to do it. See, I always said that, like, the first step to trusting God is to convince yourself that what he has called you to do is worth it. You can't believe it's worth it unless you believe that he's called you to do it. You know, so just stay true to what you do, is stay true to the scripture, and let's go out here and let's preach the gospel. You know, don't compromise. Just because you're not getting what the next person is getting, you know, don't compromise because you think that's an easier way. It's so much easier to do wrong than it is to do right. So just stay true to what you do. That's my message. Just stay true and faithful.
Amen.
And trust God, and he will see you through it.
Amen. Well said. That was.
Yeah, I think he said it pretty well there.
Yeah. He brought it home.
He said it pretty well. Yeah, he brought it home.
Did you have anything?
Michael Jordan. I don't want to mess up Michael Jordan's game-winning shot, but okay.
That was my Emmy speech. With no award. Well, I got rewards, but those are eternal, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I would say, personally, I would definitely say, you know, of course, like you said, don't compromise. So I wouldn't compromise. But an important thing that I will give all the listeners is to trust God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If he said that you're going to make it through, or you're going to be here, you're going to be at whatever place, you're going to have whatever, which is all of his fullness. I mean, you're going to have the glory. You're going to have everything when we're in heaven. And I would just say, you know, just trust in him that his word will come true. You know, because a lot of us do lose trust. You know, we tend to lose trust because we feel like the situation is overtaking us, or what's going on here, you know, and the natural is just something that's overwhelming to us. So we lose trust in God because we don't believe in his word. But his word is true, and he cannot go back on it, or he chooses not to go back on it. So I would say just trust in him. You know, just as we have to continue trusting him. I know we are all human, and we have our moments as well, but being that we've been putting all our trust in God, just to say give him all, you know, being that we're doing that, he's just been opening marvelous doors for us, and sometimes it may take 10 years, 20 years, whatever, but, you know, we just continue to put our trust in him and really walk by faith, knowing that it's not over, because the true prize is in heaven either way.
Right.
And actually the true prize we already have, and that's Jesus. So,
no need
to complain, you know?
Yes.
So that would be
my
message.
That is awesome. That is awesome. That's a great word. That's a good word. Trust in him and staying true. I mean, those are two words that I'm taking from that. And I thank you, God, so much for just being such an encourager this evening. I don't know about anybody else, but you have really encouraged my soul to continue on in ministry and do what God has called me to do. So I do thank God from the bottom of my heart. I'm really serious. Now, don't make me laugh. But I'm really being honest, and I really thank God. For you guys, you have encouraged me to be. Yeah, it's just too funny. But I thank God for you. I'm going to place you on hold, and I'm going to end the show, so just hang on to the line, okay?
Praise God.
Okay, we'll do.
Thank you guys so much for calling in this evening, callers, and listening to my brothers, Minister Jermaine Hilton and Minister Terrell Hilton. I pray that you have been encouraged this evening, because they are some encouraging brothers, and I'm just so proud and just so excited to hear and see what God is doing in their life. So I'm just excited to see what else is going to happen, because I know some doors are going to swing open that they didn't even expect. Because of their obedience to God. So I thank God for them this evening. I do thank you all so much for taking the time to out of your busy schedule on a Friday evening in May. The weekend is getting here, Memorial Day, and just taking the time out to call in to listen to the show. Thank you, callers, for giving encouraging words to my brothers and also to myself, my cousin. I thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I love you. You know, I love you so much. And this is Sheree. I'm with Rebirth of Love Gospel Hour with Sheree. I tune in every Friday between 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Well, next week I will have Charlie Spraggs on the line. So he's another encouraging gospel artist as well. So I'm excited to have him next Friday on the line. Friday evening. I do have my own ministry as well, which is Lady of Faith Ministries, Inc. You can actually find me on Facebook, which is an outreach ministry in which I just go out to encourage others, not just women, but men, children, anyone to come in contact with to honor God and to love God and just to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, because that is the only way that you can survive. I also have my first book out that I just published in February, which is Seven Powerful Habits to Spiritually Prepare for the Storms of Life, Body, Mind, Soul, and Spirit. You can find that book on Amazon.com. You can download it on Kindle, or you can go to any bookstore, any Christian bookstore, and they can place an order for that book. For you. So you can definitely pick up that book and read it to encourage you, to let you know that even though storms may come, we can prepare ourselves spiritually so it doesn't take us out or take us by surprise. And I use my own personal testimonies in that book to encourage the reader. So don't take the time to get that book as well. I do have a business, which is New Life Changes LLC, in which I host a webinar every other Wednesday under Rebirth of Love Online University. So I hope you're able to join me at some point when I do post it on Facebook. The next one will be not this coming Wednesday, but Wednesday after next. We will be doing another webinar. So do, if you can, take the time to come join us and look for the details on that as well. Again, thank you so much for calling this evening. I have really enjoyed myself. I mean, my brothers really blessed my soul, and I just thank God for them, and I pray that God continues to bless them and continue to elevate them, and they continue to excel in what God has called for them to do. Thank you so much, callers. I pray you have a wonderful evening, a blessed and safe weekend as well, and that you continue to serve God with all that you have and get to know him for yourself. Thank you so much, and have a good evening.